Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. I've got something here that's really kind of sad. I'm going to start off sad so that we can end on a high note later on. There was a man who picked up a bison calf in Yellowstone Park. He saw it struggling to get across this river, and the rest of the herd got across, so he picked it up and helped it.
I don't want to know. Can we just stop there?
Nope. We're too far in. So then the rangers at Yellowstone Park took the calf to reintroduce it to the herd so that the herd would bring it back into the fold. But the herd rejected it. And I know, I told you it was sad. And
I told you that you need to just stop.
Okay, then I won't tell you that they killed it.
No, they did not.
You didn't want to know. They killed it.
No, they did not.
Honest, truthful, yeah. They did.
Bison burgers are good.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And they.
What went through your mind to make you think that I, as well as any other potty, want to hear this story?
Because it's a lesson.
About what?
About life.
Don't
the circle of life.
I don't need to know the lesson of life. I already know.
Well, apparently not everybody does. Even when you try to do something good.
What if a kid was listening?
I know. Hopefully they will learn that you need to let nature take its course.
You're
or
terrible.
Somebody is going to end up having to do it for nature, which is really sad. And so this guy thought he was helping, but he actually made the situation worse because the calf started coming up to people and things like that. And it's just not healthy. And so
I would have kept it. Sad.
I know you would have. It would have been so cute, too. But yeah, that was a really sad story.
Wow, so glad that you shared that with us.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now on to something even more depressing.
AM radio in your car is a thing that
how do you sleep
could be of the past or not. I didn't know this. Teslas don't have AM radio in them. Did you guys know that?
How many people actually listen to AM radio?
Yeah,
like,
nobody.
What's the point
of? Well, that's not true. That's not true.
Do you listen to AM?
I do not because I'm not 100 yet. But
boom.
No, like AM radio actually does serve a purpose. It is a lot of political talk, news talk. There's Christian stations on AM. There's preaching. There's non-English speaking stations. It's an outlet for stations and people that want to do radio that can't afford the big price tag of FM radio. And so it still gives people a voice and
sure.
It still helps. And so apparently, though, Tesla is not putting it in their cars. Ford announced they're not going to put it in any of their upcoming cars in 2024. And so it's like, okay, well, we're just not doing this. And originally it was because electric cars weren't putting it in there because the batteries affect the signal and it makes it staticky and stuff. And so there is a workaround. But what Ford did, there were, and this was what I found interesting about this, is that lawmakers got together and were like, no, we're going to sign a bill that says you have to put AM radio in your cars. Why do you think that is? You work in radio, by the way. You should be a student of this.
It has to do with the emergency system.
I like where you're going with that. You're actually in the ballpark because AM radio is more stable than internet platforms and then FM radio and things like that, because if we're ever attacked, they're going to take down our communications and our internet. Like, and then we are hosed if they go after our grid and things like that. But the AM radio, I know. AM radio is something that can go, it can bounce over states, you know, and it can carry information that's vital during storms and things like that. It can be powered by low battery type radios and things like that, like solar batteries and things like that, or solar radios and stuff. And so they want this still to be available for people, especially in the middle of tragedies or, you know, storms or worse, you know, kind of thing. And so Ford reversed their decision and they are going to actually put it back in. So if you have a 2023 Ford that doesn't have AM radio, they can actually put it back in your car with a software update, which I thought was fascinating.
Yeah.
So the same car, the same radio that you currently have, the digital radio, they can do a software update and put it in there for you. So take that, streaming, because they were like, people still use radio in their cars, and they are absolutely right. But that's where most people listen to our show, is in the car on the way to school today. We hear it all the time because we can hear you know, as people are on Bluetooth and stuff. So anyway, there you go. That's mine. Lady Rock.
So you covered Let me get this right.
Shooting a bison.
Shoot a baby bison.
A baby for bison, no reason. Yeah.
And then you also covered the fact that we could go off the grid because someone's going to declare war on us.
Yes.
And so we need an AM radio to
yes.
keep alive.
Yeah.
And then you're throwing it to me.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Nate Bargatze joke. He's like, I went to a school that only taught us about, that didn't teach us much. We didn't learn much. We just learned about the states that touched Tennessee in case they decided to attack. And it's true. What you got, Rock?
What you got?
Save
the day.
I found a list of songs that are actually covers. And to me, that some of these are surprising. I didn't know that they were covers of older songs.
Oh, really?
So I think they're going to be surprising for you. So then I'm presenting what I need to say, and you go,
oh, I was yawning, not at you. I was yawning that I am tired. Like, I didn't sleep good last night, and
me
I woke
neither.
Up early. And so, so I'm a little tired. But I'm really interested in what you have. I guarantee you this is going to be better than shooting a bison, a baby bison. Can the title of the podcast be Shooting Baby Bison, please? I don't know why I brought that story up. Yeah,
I'm right?
Not,
why?
I don't know.
You had so many options.
I didn't have a lot of options.
I could have given you more.
Yeah, I probably should have gone a different direction. I saved the people on the radio from that. I didn't do it on the show, but I bludgeoned potties with it.
Today a baby bison was killed.
I'm trying to see, is there anything else that
was there not
that
a story?
His family rejected him.
Yeah. They literally
And so instead of
it?
Giving him to a loving family,
they shot
him.
It right in the head. Yeah.
That's terrible, Wally.
I guess the lesson was, hey, don't mess with nature. Like, if you want to try to help, like birds, you want to try to help a bird. If you touch a bird, you're probably going to have to then take it to a vet or raise it yourself because if you put it back in the net, it gets rejected.
I know, but there are places.
It's a reminder.
There are places like Walden's Puddle in Jolton, Tennessee that they take care of wildlife that need help.
Really?
Yeah, like
what if
raccoons,
we're not in Jolton?
Possum.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make a trek up
one.
There.
Walden's Puddle?
Walden's Puddle.
That sounds country.
That's a
Is
place?
That boring you too?
No, I'm tired. I said that's a place, like a little city.
Well, no, it's a business in Jolton, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Walden's Puddle.
Nice. All right, let's do some songs.
Okay, so these are covers of songs. So the first one is Cyndi Lauper, "Girls Just Want to Have Fun."
Oh yeah. This was a huge song in the 80s.
From 1983.
Yeah, it was
but
huge.
Did you know that she wasn't the first one to put this song out? It was originally recorded by a guy named Robert Hazard in 1979.
There's no way. When the working day is done, girls just want to have fun. Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, girls just want to have fun. Dumbfounded by that. Like, that's like a weird punk thing.
How do the copyright issues work there? That's
they hand it down. Like, she
gets paid.
For
oh, okay.
Yeah, she asked for it.
That guy gets paid more from Cyndi Lauper, I guarantee you, than anything he's ever done in his life.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
1981's Soft Cell Tainted Love.
No! Once I ran to you. Used to do, like, when you were in a club and this song came on, is
you'd
like,
all throw your
everyone
hands.
Would be like bouncing up and down, kind of pogoing and stuff, and then it'd be like, oh, and your arms go up, everyone
you were
spins
never
around.
In a club.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't.
I was. I lived this life, man. You don't know me.
Well, it was originally recorded by Gloria Jones in 1964. Take my dear that's not me. Oh, tiny love.
Different. I don't hate that one though.
Yeah,
I don't hate that. It's kind of cool. But boy, that Soft Cell version was great. I mean, that was a good time in my
career.
I don't
know. I like Gloria Jones' version better. 1967's Aretha Franklin, "Respect." R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find
out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Did you see the Aretha movie?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
CB. Suck it to me, 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 suck it to me. I really did enjoy that. I love behind the scenes stuff and life stuff that you might not know of people. I mean, that's why I Can Only Imagine, I think, did really well in the Christian world.
So The Respect was originally recorded by Otis Redding in 1965. All I'm asking for a little respect when I come.
I wondered if his had the R-E-S-P-E-C-T part. Yeah, because I had seen in the movie, like, it seemed like they were adding that in. No. What?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what happened in the movie?
I have no idea.
No,
I don't remember.
It seemed like they were adding it in. Like, she woke up, like, late, and she's like, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, the piano, and they're like, oh, suck it to me. Anyway. Pretty good.
And the last one is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts of 1981, I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love rock and roll. I remember driving to a football game, a high school football game. What year was this, 82?
81.
81. I remember going to a football game, listening to Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, because there was a girl that I liked that she liked this band.
A good start.
And I know. Yeah, yeah. And the world of possibilities was open to me that night. Like, I thought, okay, this is going to be great. I'm going to leave here. I'm going to share that I like this song too. I'm probably going to get a girlfriend out of this. This is going to be great. And that girl ignored me completely.
Aww.
And so I listened to Joan Jett on the way home, sad. Yeah.
Well, that was covered, originally recorded by the Arrows in 1975.
Oh, I want to hear this. Singing, I love rock and roll. Yeah. Time in your box, baby. That definitely sounds 70s. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one too. Yeah, those two versions are kind of similar. You know, mm-hmm. the Cyndi Lauper thing was so different and so far removed from it. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of crazy that you didn't know those were covers.
That was really fun. Hey, did I ever tell you about the time they shot a bison because someone touched it?
What were you talking about?
No, you're going to make me yawn.
That's so interesting.
You just made me yawn.
Oh my goodness.
We just made everybody yawn. Listening. I guarantee you, if you're a potty listening right now, you just yawned. Gavin, were you able to avoid that? The yawn?
What, the yawn? No, no. I've yawned eight times over here.
Oh, good. Excellent. All right. Well, with that, you got some birthdays we can
I do.
And this on an energetic note.
We need some good birthdays here. Let's go.
Please.
We don't have any birthdays, but we do have a question.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We need it.
Guillermo.
Yes.
Or who I like to call Gills.
Guillermo.
If you were in a spaceship and had enough air for two people, who would you eject out of space? Wally, Gavin, or Betty?
What?
So us three are in a spaceship. There's only enough air for two of us. Mm-hmm. We each take turns having to pick who would we kick out.
Okay. Are we going to be in the spaceship forever? Or is it like just
what's the timeline on that?
Like, are we going to be rescued?
No, we're going to be rescued. Like, maybe tomorrow. But we'll
then
all die.
Okay. Thank
if
you. No, Betty.
thank
we'll
you.
All die if we don't kick out one person.
You know what? Myself. I'm just done with this.
Oh,
honestly,
that's
you
nice.
Would take up enough air for two people.
That's very true, actually.
And two, you would tell NASA, like, we don't need your help. We can land this thing ourselves.
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. We're going to get some extra air and we'll kick Gavin out.
So I would kick you out for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Be like, Gavin's in it to ride. Like, he'll do it. He'll do whatever NASA tells him to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I would kick out Gavin as myself.
That's fine.
And it's not personal. It has nothing to do with you.
I don't
it's
think
just
so.
That I need to be around to still one day walk Betty down the aisle.
Don't
like that's
grief.
Like I got something I gotta do.
I don't want you to.
That's what I'm gonna
tell
do.
That to my wife.
I know. And I will. She'll understand. And then I just have to be here to torment her. Like it's
fine.
It's my calling. It's what the Lord put me on this earth to do.
I think he gave you a better calling than that.
I don't think so.
He didn't message that to me.
I think so.
That's not your calling.
That's right. It's my calling. He doesn't always tell you the whole plan. He tells me. Gavin?
Where was he when he should have told you to not tell that story about the dead bison baby?
I will tell you this. He let me down on that one, honestly.
Oh, it's him.
I needed a wing god instead of a wing man.
Good grief.
Yeah, I'd kick you out.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, Betty's got a longer life ahead of her.
That's right.
Did you guys see that they're in the news the other day? Remember the movie Alive, where the guys crash?
I feel so alive.
No, there were the plane crash of soccer players in the Andes Mountains, and they survived by eating people that had passed away. Do you remember that?
I feel like
that movie.
Okay, I do.
It's a great movie.
I do remember it.
Really good movie. That story came back around yesterday. I guess it's like an anniversary of it, and like they're still talking about
it. Okay, let me get this right.
You want to run through the whole thing?
Yeah, how did we
first
get there?
You talked about a baby bison.
Yes.
That got shot in the head.
Yes.
Because he had no family. Yep. His family rejected him. Everybody hated him. Then we talked about, what was the other thing that you talked about?
Oh, about them coming for our communications.
That's right.
Destroying
yes.
our
that
attacked.
We're going to war and to attacked. Be prepared.
Be right. prepared.
And now you're talking about cannibalism.
Yes. It has been quite the podcast.
You just stirred.
And this is
happy.
This is the podcast that's up for an award next week, too, which is
well,
so
now
great.
We're going to get off of it after they hear this. They're going to be like,
this isn't the episode submitted for
no,
review.
No, no, I would not submit this one. I did submit one that was purposely, I want to say polarizing, because people were listening to it that are judging it. It's for this award inside of radio stuff, which a bunch of radio people. But like, I didn't want to put together a podcast that I didn't want to put a podcast up that was like right down the middle that would play to the audience, like that would play.
You know, he wanted something edgy,
this
like
one
killing baby bison.
Right. I wanted something that was real and that would sound different than what the other people that are putting up their submissions, because theirs will be like overly religious. And so I wanted one that wasn't that at all. And so the one that I put in there was actually talking about some Roe versus Wade stuff and how we need to love inside of our differences of opinion and stuff. And so it's definitely edgy for this format. But I stand by it. It was really good. But the odds of us coming back here next week or at the end of next week and telling you that we won that award are very small.
But do you still stand by and support the baby bison story?
Absolutely. For next year, if we get nominated again, I'm going to submit this one.
Mark it down.
Yeah, put an asterisk, a hashtag on this or whatever.
Oh,
dead baby bison.
Okay, I was going to say, like, title-wise, I don't want to put shoot a baby bison, kill a baby bison.
Yeah.
What do you want me to actually write here?
Bye, son.
I did not laugh. That was terrible.
All right, bye,
that
son.
That was horrible.
Right. It's in there.
On that, we are going to end our worst aftercast we've had in a while.
Come on.
And I take full responsibility. This one's on me. 100%.
Oh, you're taking responsibility? I thought you were putting
the
responsibility on God.
No. This one's on me. This is me doing my worst. So anyway, that's going to do it for your aftercat. If you're still a potty, thank you.
Yeah, jeez.